Thank you so much, Oklahoma City. Welcome out to Chickasaw Greentown Ballpark on beautiful Thursday night. Chickasaw Greentown Ballpark is going to take on the Tacoma Rainiers. Now, as you're going around the concourse, if you see a QR code, make sure you scan that for your digital play ball program. That is brought to you by OSOHSO. We want to thank them for taking care of our program. Also, we're going to start the heat a little bit this weekend with our starting CL Azul. That's right, our celebration of Hispanic Heritage Night. Friday night is fireworks night, and that's always a fan favorite. Followed by Sunday afternoon, it's Kids Run the Bases. Make sure you join us for that one. So, swinging in this ball game starter, right? Let me introduce you our special Rosa Medicator. This is Evelyn. Evelyn's going to deliver the
Thank you. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City, where tonight is Game 3 of a six-game series between the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Well, the Rainiers ended a four-game losing streak yesterday, winning a day game 9-7 and picked up a half a game in the standings. They're 2.5 games out of first place, with 10 to go, trailing two teams, Las Vegas and Round Rock. The Rainiers today are sending to the mound right-hander Darren McCacken. McCacken is 6-7 with a 5.89 ERA. This will be his 24th start for the Rainiers this year. On the hill for Oklahoma City, right-hander Nick Frasso, who is in just his fourth AAA start, 1-2 with a 4.40 ERA. He has spent most of the season with the Dodgers AA team in Tulsa. So Nick Frasso on the hill for Oklahoma City, and Darren McCacken for the Tacoma Rainiers. Well, the Rainiers had the offense going yesterday. We'll recap yesterday's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues after this.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
The Rainiers taking on Oklahoma City today in Game 3 of this series. Rainiers dropped the opener 5-4 on Tuesday in the 11th inning. Bounced back yesterday, won 9-7. Tacoma had a grand slam from Ryan Bliss in the second inning, and then scored three more runs in the third with Trammell and Engel hitting back-to-back doubles, and then Severino launched a two-run homer. And at that point, the Rainiers were ahead 7-1. It ended up getting pretty tight, and even a one-run game at one point, but the Rainiers did hang on and win it 9-7, getting excellent relief pitching down the stretch from Casey Sadler, Diego Castillo, and Riley O'Brien. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues in a moment.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, My father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Ferrelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Raiders, who are 73-67 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off playing shortstop is Ryan Bliss. Batting second, the center fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, right fielder Zach Deloach. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Isaiah Gilliam. Hitting fifth and playing left field is Taylor Trammell. Batting sixth, the first baseman Cooper Hummel. Hitting seventh and doing the catching is Pedro Severino. Batting eighth, third baseman Robbie Todorowicz. And hitting ninth, second baseman Riley Unruh. On the mound, Darren McCacken. McCacken is 6-7 with a 5.89 ERA. Well, Oklahoma City is 85-53 on the season. The Dodgers AAA club is managed by Travis Barbary. Leading off for Oklahoma City is their center fielder, Drew Avens. Batting second, third baseman Miguel Vargas. Hitting third and playing second base is Yorbeet Vivas. In the cleanup spot, left fielder Jake Marisnik. Ryan Ward bats fifth. He is at first base. Hitting sixth, the designated hitter David Dahl. Batting seventh, shortstop Yanni Hernandez. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Tucker Barnhart. And batting ninth, the right fielder Steven Duggar. On the mound for Oklahoma City, right-hander Nick Frasso. Frasso is 1-2 with a 4.40 ERA. Our umpiring crew, Mark Bass has the plate. The crew chief Brock Ballou is at first. And over at third, it's Cody Clark. It's Tacoma and Oklahoma City in Game 3 of this six-game series. That'll do it for the Tacoma Raiders pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out. coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at PropelInsurance.com.
Well, good evening, and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're getting ready to start this one here in Bricktown, the Red Ears and the Oklahoma City Dodgers. It's felt like Tacoma here weather-wise. It is in the 60s temperature-wise. We've had rain showers off and on today. We expect to not get any rain during tonight's game, although there is concern about weather hitting us tomorrow. That could be, they're concerned about the Friday night game tomorrow night here and rain tomorrow. But tonight we should be good, and we'll deal with tomorrow when tomorrow comes. Ryan Bliss settling into the batter's box to get things started for the Red Ears. Nick Frasso, big right-hander, into his motion. First pitch of the game is a fastball called a strike, and we are underway. Now the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. And there's strike two. Frasso coming out throwing some heat as that fastball hit 95 on the gun. He supposedly has a very good fastball from what I've read. And now the 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, another heater from Frasso. Three pitches and a strikeout to start off this ball game. And now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. We have a very intimate gathering of baseball fans here in Oklahoma City for this Thursday game. I think the rain that they had through much of the day today may have scared some folks away. Marlowe outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Marlowe out ahead. Marlowe hitting 252 in 71 games with 11 homers. Frasso into his motion, and the 1-0 pitch is way up and away, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Marlowe in his third game back with the Red Ears. 1-for-8 upon returning to the team. Swings and misses at this pitch, and the count now goes to 2-1, another heater. Frasso's just come out throwing fastballs and saying, here, hit this. 2-1 pitch on its way, and it swung on, grounded to first, and that's fielded by Ward, and he'll take it to the bag for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the first inning. So Marlowe grounds out to first, and two down, and now Zach Deloach will be the hitter. Deloach batting 280, 21 homers, hit number 21 here yesterday, and 82 runs batted in, has a .388 on base percentage. Frasso's pitch is taken high and away for a ball, 1-0. Right here's wearing the road grays today, the gray jerseys and gray pants. It's now the 1-0 to Deloach. Up and away, two balls, no strikes. Lights are on here at Bricktown Ballpark. 2-0 pitch is outside, ball three. Still plenty of daylight, but with this cloud cover, it's really gray, and they need the lights on right now. Little breeze blowing in from right field. 3-0 pitch misses, ball four. Deloach will head down to first base. He draws a two-out walk. So there's the first base runner for the Red Ears, Zach Deloach, with his 82nd walk drawn this year. And now Isaiah Gilliam will be the batter. Gilliam in his 16th game since coming up from AA Arkansas, hitting .239 in 46 at-bats with a dozen walks and a .417 on base percentage. Frasso's pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Gilliam's a switch hitter. He'll bat left-handed against the righty Frasso. Now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled off. Count goes to 0-2. Rainiers had a roster move today. They activated Zach Muckenhorn, the left-handed reliever from the development list. He's available in the bullpen for tonight's game. Runner goes, 0-2 pitch is ripped foul down the right field line. Gilliam out in front of a fastball there at 95 on the gun and hit it a long way, but foul out towards the street that runs parallel to the first baseline here in Bricktown. No balls, two strikes. And Frasso's pitch is a swing and a foul back on the third base side towards their dugout. Still 0-2 to Gilliam. Runner at first, two outs, top of the first inning, just underway. The Rainiers and the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Frasso with a move to first, and diving back in safely is DeLoach. DeLoach not a big threat to try to steal, but every now and then he goes for it. Just being held on by Ryan Ward. 0-2 pitch to Gilliam is in the dirt, and breaking to second and making it there is DeLoach, as Barnhart, the catcher, does not make a throw. The pitch was in the dirt and Barnhart blocked it, but it took him a moment to find the ball, and DeLoach decided aggressively to go for second base, and it paid off. So he's in scoring position now. And that's ruled a wild pitch, not a stolen base. 1-2 now to Gilliam, and it is fouled off, out of play on the third base side. Still one ball, two strikes. So suddenly an RBI opportunity for Gilliam with just a base hit could probably score DeLoach from second. Frasso checks the runner, and here's his pitch, and it is inside for a ball. Frasso listed at 6'5", 200. He's from Southern California. Played college ball at Loyola Marymount. Now Frasso with the 2-2 on its way. No, bluff towards second, but no throw. Frasso originally drafted by Toronto in the fourth round in 2020. And they traded him to the Dodgers last summer. Pitch to Gilliam, grounded hard right to the second baseman, Vivas, who fields it and throws out Gilliam at first base. And that wraps up the top of the first inning. So the Rainiers do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. And we go to the bottom of the first. It's Tacoma nothing. Oklahoma City coming to the plate.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Well, the Red Ears did not score at the top of the first, and now they take the field here in the bottom of the first inning, and the man on the mound today is Darren McCacken. And McCacken making his 24th start of the year. 6-7 with a 5.89 ERA. Ranks number three on the all-time Tacoma strikeout list and has 120 strikeouts this year in 128 innings. He'll face Drew Avens, who leads things off. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Avens hitting .249, 11 homers, .349 on base percentage. Now McCacken with the 1-0 pitch on its way. And this is called a strike, and that evens things up 1-1. McCacken faced Oklahoma City on August 10th at Cheney Stadium and allowed 2 runs in 6 innings. Good start that day, although he got stuck with no decision. The Rainiers won the game in the late innings. Here's one inside now to Avens, 2-1. He also was the Rainiers' opening day starter this year, and the Rainiers opened the season here in Oklahoma City. 2-1 pitch is popped up foul out of play. McCacken got the win on opening day. The Rainiers won a high-scoring game of the season opener, 14-8. And McCacken went 5 and got the W. Here's his 2-2 to Avens. Just a little bit inside of the automated strike zone, and the count goes full 3-2. We're using the automated system today. We'll go to the challenge system tomorrow for the remainder of the series. 3-2 pitch coming to Drew Avens from McCacken, and it is fouled off on the third base side. Still 3-2. McCacken, 6-1 righty out of Long Beach State, 27 years old. He's been called up by the Mariners a couple of times this season. Used as a reliever when in the big leagues, but always a starter with Tacoma. In fact, this is his 83rd start for the Rainiers. He's never pitched in relief for Tacoma. Here's his 3-2 again to Drew Avens, and it's swung on and fouled off. Avens making McCacken throw a lot of pitches here to the first batter in the bottom of the first inning. Three, two on its way. And it is up and away, ball four, and Avens draws a leadoff walk in the bottom of the first. So he's on, and now Miguel Vargas will be the batter. That was the 39th walk McCacken has issued this year in 128 innings. He's allowed 144 hits. 120 strikeouts. The long ball's been troublesome for him this year. He has surrendered a career-high 30 homers. Miguel Vargas now the batter. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Vargas batting 305 with 8 homers, 34 runs batted in. pitch coming. And there's a breaking ball inside to Adele, and McCacken doesn't have his best command here right out of the gate. Now here comes his 2-0 pitch to Vargas, and it's a fastball called a strike at the top of the zone. 2-1 now. McCacken working with Pedro Severino behind the plate. The Rainiers have Cooper Hummel at first base today holding the runner on. Riley Unruh is at second, Bliss is at short, and Tenarowitz at third. 2-1 pitch inside, ball three now. Outfield is Trammell in left, Marlowe in center, and Deloach in right. Vargas uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box. Vargas had 2 hits yesterday, including a double and an RBI. Here's the 3-1 from McCacken, and it is high ball four. So back-to-back walks issued to open up the bottom of the first inning. McCacken was surprised the computer called that last pitch a ball. He thought he had a strike there. And from the body language, it appeared as if Severino felt the same way. Well, trouble in the bottom of the first because of back-to-back walks. Now Yorbit Vivas is the hitter, left-hand batter, the number three man for Oklahoma City, hitting .247 in 18 games since being promoted from Double-A Tulsa, where he had a big year. And the pitch is swung on and blooped into right center, and racing over is Marlowe. He's going to have to play it out of bounds. He quickly fires it in. Everyone moves up one base. Avens takes third. Vargas to second. Vivas with a bloop single into shallow right center. And the Dodgers have the bases loaded with nobody out for the rehabbing Major League outfielder Jake Marisnik. Marisnik on the Dodgers injured list since July 18th with a strained left hamstring, and he's played in one game on his rehab assignment, which started on Tuesday, was 0 for 2 that day. Off yesterday, back in there today. The pitch from McCacken is a swing and a miss and a slider. There's strike one. So McCacken in a big-time jam in the first inning. We'll see if he can work his way through it. Oh, one pitch coming to Marisnik. And it swung on and popped up foul first base side. And this is going to get into the seats out of play. So McCacken's ahead in the count here, 0-2. He's thrown back-to-back sliders to Marisnik. Now the 0-2 pitch is on its way, and it's a called strike three with a fastball at 91 on the gun, and down goes Marisnik, and there's the first out at the bottom of the first inning. Big strikeout there for McCacken. And now Ryan Ward is the hitter. Ward, left-hand batter, hitting 234, 20 homers, and he leads Oklahoma City with 89 runs batted in, which is the fourth highest total in the PCL. Pitch from McCacken is grounded to second, and it's fielded by Unroh. He goes to Bliss. There's one. On to Hubble. There's two. And it's an escape job for Darren McCacken in the bottom of the first inning as he loads him up with no one out, gets a strikeout, and a double play. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, we go to the second inning of play. No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. Taylor Trammell, Cooper Hummel, and Pedro Severino to bat this inning. Frasso with his pitch, and it is a fastball call to strike, 0-1 the count. Trammell hitting 266 with 19 homers, 54 runs batted in, 392 on base percentage, and he swings at an off-speed pitch. He's behind in the count, 0-2. Had his birthday yesterday, and he celebrated by getting two hits and a walk, and he scored three runs in a Rainier's win. Good birthday for him on the field. Next pitch down low for a ball, 1-2. Trammell. Having another good year for the Rainiers. Seven-game hitting streak now coming into this one. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is high and away. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two coming, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Frasso got him with a slider down and in, and Trammell has struck out. Frasso threw almost entirely fastballs in the first inning, but he started throwing some bendy pitches to Trammell. Now Cooper Hummel is the batter, hitting 257 with the 409 on base percentage. Switch hitter bats left, and he takes a strike on the outside edge. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is down. Oh, called a strike. And so it's 0-2 on Hummel. Pitch caught the very edge of the automated zone. 0-2 delivery is outside and high for a ball, 1-2. Next pitch coming. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two now. Inside, ball three, and Hummel has seen some pitches here from Nick Frasso. Now the payoff is on its way, and it's bounced foul, third base side. This is the 12th meeting of the year between the Red Ears and the Dodgers. They're going to end up with 15 games all told when we're done on Sunday. Red Ears have had the upper hand, winning 7 and losing 4 so far. 3-2 pitch is popped up in the air in the home plate area. And the catcher, Barnhart, behind home plate, getting near the screen, but still has room, and he makes the catch. And there's out number two. Hummel fouls out to the catcher. So Pedro Severino will be the hitter. Oklahoma City with the best record in the minors, 85-53. Only team with 85 wins in the minor leagues. They won the first half title. They have clinched a home field advantage in the playoffs. The pitch to Severino is a strike. They'll host the best of three Pacific Coast League Championship Series starting, 12 days from today. Here's one down low for a ball. It'll be Tuesday, the 26th. When it starts, the 1-1 is swung on, fouled off on the first base side. Severino now hitting .232 for the Red Ears, but that's deceptive. He first joined the team in a big slump, and now since he climbed out of that, he's hitting .330 over his last 28 games, and that includes a long two-run homer yesterday. Grasso's next pitch is hit up the middle and threw into center field. A base hit for Severino, and he is on with Tacoma's first hit of the game. Pedro Severino is single up the middle, and the Red Ears are into the hit column. Now Robbie Tanerowicz will be the batter. Severino is five for nine in this series. There he goes. The pitch is a strike. Throw to second is not in time. Severino steals second base. Puts himself in scoring position with two outs. So Pedro Severino, a single and a steal. The steal not always expected from the catcher. He had a nice jump, though, and was clearly safe at second base. 0-1 to Tanerowicz is swung on and blooped towards first, and Ward is there, and he makes the catch, a step into foul ground, And that is the final out at the top of the second inning. Raiders do not score. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Mike Vec grew up in the shadow of his father, Hall of Fame baseball owner Bill Vec. But it all fell apart when Mike blew up his dad's career. Exiled from the game, the younger Vec spent the next few decades clawing his way back, determined to redeem himself. The Saint of Second Chances is wildly unexpected, full of heart, and keeps you laughing through a comeback story unlike any other. Watch The Saint of Second Chances out on September 19th, only on Netflix.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We go to the bottom of the second inning. David Dahl, Yanni Hernandez, and Tucker Barnhart will bat this inning. David Dahl settles into the batter's box. He is the Oklahoma City designated hitter today, batting .288 with 8 homers in 51 games. McCacken walked a tightrope in the first inning, but ultimately had a scoreless frame. Here's his pitch to Dahl, and it is called a strike. He walked the first two hitters and then allowed a single, loading the bases with no one out. No problem. Strikeout, double play ball, inning over. 0-1 pitch now to Dahl is bounced up the first baseline and picked up by McCacken in fair ground, and he throws to Hummel for the out at first base. Nice play by McCacken, who had to go all the way to the foul line, and then his throw to first, he had to make sure he didn't hit Dahl, who had now gone past the baseball, and so he became a problem as he was in the way of the throw to first, and McCacken kind of lobbed it over his shoulder and got it to Hummel in time for the out. Yanni Hernandez now the batter. Switch hitter bats left, and the pitch from McCacken is taken outside for a ball. What an 0. Yanni hitting .257 with 4 homers, .406 on base percentage. Always a good player in the Pacific Coast League. 1-0 is a little bit up and away, 2-0. Hernandez did spend some time with Los Angeles earlier this year, getting into 14 games in the big leagues this season. McCacken now with his 2-0 pitch to Hernandez, and it is taken for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. McCacken into his motion, and the 2-1 pitch swung on, grounded, just foul down the first baseline. And that evens up the count, 2-2. Red Ears, 36-29 in the second half, tied in third place with Reno. The Vegas Round Rock game yesterday, they're tied in first place and playing one another in a series right now in Round Rock on the outskirts of Austin, Texas. And they had their game get suspended last night in the fourth inning with Vegas leading 3-0. As now the pitch is outside for a ball. So they have to finish that game today and then play the regularly scheduled game afterwards. And they began today's proceedings in a rain delay, although I did see that they have started up. Now the next pitch to Hernandez. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down he goes. McCacken has his second strikeout of the day. Hernandez fans. Two down, and now Tucker Barnhart will be the hitter. The Oklahoma City catcher. And a guy with quite a bit of major league experience, including the first several months of this season with the Chicago Cubs. McCacken's pitch to Barnhart is inside for a ball. Barnhart made a name for himself in the big leagues with Cincinnati, as he was known to be an excellent framer of pitches. 1-0 coming from McCacken, and it is swung on and bounced foul first base side. And that framing skill that Barnhart was so lauded for is completely useless in today's game when we're using the automated ball strike system. Although if he catches any games with the challenge system in the final three games of this series, then that becomes a useful skill. 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming, and it is called a strike. 2-2. Next pitch, swung on, pulled foul down the first baseline, and the count's even, 2-2. Two outs, no one on. Bottom of the second inning, Tacoma and Oklahoma City scoreless. Early going here on a very quiet Thursday night here. 2-2 pitch is down and in, ball three. Payoff pitch, bounced foul, still 3-2. Thursday night's usually Thirsty Thursday around minor league baseball, but if they have any sort of Thirsty Thursday promotion here at Oklahoma City, it appears that the locals aren't interested in it. Here comes the payoff pitch. And it is hit in the air towards left center field, and plenty of time to get over for Trammell, and he makes the catch, and Barnhart is retired, and the inning is over. Three up, three down at the bottom of the second inning. McCacken retires the side in order. We head to the third. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We head to the third inning. Riley Unroe, Ryan Bliss, and Cade Marlowe to bat in the third. Unroe heads up to the plate now to get things started. Unroe hitting .239 with two homers, .377 on base percentage. He had his eight-game hitting streak come to an end yesterday, but that doesn't mean he had a bad game. He was on base twice, drawing walks and scored a run. Now the pitch is swung on and hammered towards right field. Duggar has it come right to him, and he makes the catch. And one pitch, one out on a screaming line drive right to the right fielder. So Unroe stroked that pitch but has nothing to show for it. And now Ryan Bliss will be the batter. Bliss struck out swinging in the first. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Here's one outside, two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Ball three inside. And there's a strike. Bliss was taking all the way. Bliss's grand slam yesterday is 20th homer of the year, joining the 2050 club. It's a new club. Series one fouled back. 20 homers and 50 stolen bases in one season. He has 52 steals. Three players in the minors have done it this year, and only two others since 1995. 3-2 pitches bounced foul. Andrew Jones did it in 95, and then no one had a 20-homer, 50-steal season in the minors until last year when Anthony Volpe did it in the Yankees farm system with the tremendous campaign that earned him the ability to fight for the starting shortstop job in spring training this year with the Yankees, which he won. Now the 3-2 pitch is inside, ball four, and Bliss heads down to first base. Second walk issued by Nick Frasso, and now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. But this year there are three players who have had 2050 seasons. Bliss joined by Blake Dunn in the red system. And the Mariners, Jonathan Class A, who began the year with Everett and is now with AA Arkansas. Bliss is back in with a dive. He's a threat to steal, obviously. It's what we're talking about right now, the 52 steals this year. Class A has 20 homers and 75 stolen bases. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. And Class A is the only player with 20 homers and 75 steals in a single minor league season going back at least as far as 1961. There goes Bliss. The pitch is outside. The throw to second base is in time. They got him as Bliss got tagged on the helmet as he was sliding in feet first, and the base umpire said he was out. So Yanni Hernandez, the shortstop, on the putout. And that was a bang bang play. And if we had instant replay in the minors, as Marlowe fouls one off now, and the count's 2-1. If we had instant replay like they do in the majors, that play would have been certainly reviewed in the dugout, and then they might have challenged it. It was very close. 2-1 is down and in, ball three. Just the fourth time Bliss has been caught stealing in the PCL in 21 attempts since joining the Rainiers. So there's a foul back by Marlowe. That's the thing about Bliss's 20-homer, 52-steal season is you might not even know that he's having a year like that because it's split up between three different teams. He began the year at AA in the Diamondback system with Amarillo, got traded. Well, first he got promoted to Reno shortly before he was traded to the Mariners organization and assigned to Tacoma. 3-2 3-2 pitch fouled back. Still 3-2 to Cade Marlowe. Payoff again. Called strike three at the D's, and Marlowe has struck out, and that does it for the Red Ears here in the third. Third strikeout for Frasso. Nothing going on here for Tacoma. We head to the bottom of the third. It is Tacoma nothing, Oklahoma City nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, we go to the bottom of the third inning here in Oklahoma City. No score between the Red Ears and the Oklahoma City Dodgers. On the mound, Darren McCacken, and he'll face Steven Duggar to start things off. First pitch to Duggar is a swing and a miss and an off-speed delivery from McCacken. There's strike one. Duggar hitting 249, nine homers, 370 on base percentage. And now another swing and a miss and a change, and the count goes to 0-2. Dusk settling in here in Oklahoma City. Now the 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Three straight changeups, and McCacken just disposes of Steven Duggar, and there is the first out at the bottom of the third. Third strikeout of the night for McCacken. And now Drew Avins is the batter. Avins walked his first time up. Now the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Delivery is bunted, third baseline, hugging the line, and it trickles foul, and that's a good thing for the Red Ears because Tanarowicz would have had no chance to throw out Avins if that ball had stayed fair. So it's simply a foul ball, and the count's 1-1 now to the Oklahoma City center fielder, who is their leadoff hitter, batting second here in the third inning. One pitch, swung on and hit in the air down the left field line, ranging over Trammell into foul ground, and he is unable to make a play on it. It was uncatchable. So 1-2 to Avins. So one ball, two strikes to Avens. And now McCackett's into his motion. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. A little hesitation move, and the changeup is outside. 2-2. It's a trick McCackett doesn't use often to start his motion and freeze for a moment and then continue through. Now the 2-2 pitch is outside, ball three. Another change that missed up and away. So full count, three balls, two strikes. On deck is Miguel Vargas. Here comes the 3-2 now, and it swung on and popped up on the left side to Narowitz with his eye on it, drifting into foul ground, and he makes the catch, and there is out number two. Avens fouls out to the third baseman. And now Miguel Vargas is the hitter. Seven straight batters retired by McCacken. Vargas walked in the first. McCacken into his motion, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Delivery. Fastball called a strike. 1-1 now. The 1-1. Swing and a foul. That went off the leg of Vargas, and he is in some pain. And now one of the Oklahoma City trainers is out to check on him. That's Chelsea Willett to check on Vargas, who is up on his feet now and walking it off. Well, the Dodgers lost one of their key hitters in the first game of this series, and Michael Bush, who fouled a ball off his leg like Vargas just did, and Bush tried to stay in the game and even played another inning defensively, but ultimately, well, he didn't play another inning defensively. That's right. He finished his at-bat and got a hit and stayed on base until the inning ended. He didn't score. And then he kind of limped off the field from second base, and we haven't seen him since. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul, and that went off Severino. Slider there from McCacken that Vargas got a piece of. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it is a slider outside, 2-2. Next pitch from D-Mac is a fastball just outside, ball three. Looked like a strike to the Rainiers defenders on the left side. Everyone took a step towards the dugout, but the automated system had it outside. So full count, 3-2 to Vargas. And McCacken with his pitch. And it swung on and stroked towards center field. Marlowe is back a few steps, and he makes the catch. And the inning is over. So Vargas flies out to center. And the Dodgers go in order at the bottom of the third inning, three up, three down. And We will head to the fourth. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
I'm Ty Burrell, actor and small business owner. I'm going to show you my steps for making the perfect radio ad. This one's about innovation refunds and the ERC. First step, be relatable. I like pizza and puppies. Two, cold hard info. The ERC is a tax credit for eligible businesses that kept employees on payroll in 2020 and 2021. So if you qualify, Innovation Refunds Network of Independent Tax Attorneys could help you claim it. Three, go to innovationrefunds.com or call 1-843-REFUNDS.
Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. We work with an independent network of tax professionals. Terms and conditions apply. Ty is a paid spokesman.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We head to the fourth inning of play. Zach Deloach, Isaiah Gilliam, and Taylor Trammell to bat this inning against Nick Frasso. Each team with just one hit so far. Rainiers haven't had anything develop until after there were two outs in an inning, as Deloach swings at the first pitch of the fourth and misses for strike one. Oklahoma City missed a big scoring opportunity in the first when they loaded the bases with no one out, and McCackett escaped. 0-1 pitch to Deloach is fouled away. No balls, two strikes to Deloach, who drew a two-out walk in the first. Now the 0-2 pitch is down low for a ball, 1-2. I just heard a dog bark in the crowd, Mike. You may have heard that as well. Yesterday was dog day here in Oklahoma City. As here's one down low for a ball. There were several hundred dogs in attendance at yesterday's game. And maybe they just let them bring their dogs anytime they want here. Maybe that's what's going on. Next pitch is a swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher. That is strike three, and Deloach has struck out here in the fourth inning. Strikeout number four for Frasso. Now Isaiah Gilliam will be the batter. Well, checking out the PCL results from yesterday. We talked about Vegas and Round Rock tied in first place, playing one another in Round Rock, suspended in the fourth inning yesterday. So here's a foul by Gilliam. Rain down in Texas. Vegas was leading 3-0 in the fourth. They have resumed play today after a lengthy rain delay. They were supposed to start about an hour and a half before they actually did. But they're playing, and they're now in the eighth. This is last night's suspended game. Vegas leading 5-0. 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball. They're going to play the regularly scheduled game as well, weather permitting, and that will be a seven-inning game. It's now the 1-1 to Gilliams, a swing and a miss. At least I believe it's a seven-inning game because the first game was suspended in the fourth, so they had to play nine in that one. And I think that, that makes it a seven-inning game too. Series one inside for a ball. Two and two, the count to Gilliam. Frasso's pitch inside, ball three. Reno kept pace with the Red Ears, tied in third by beating Salt Lake yesterday, 8-2. That game was in Reno. As the 3-2 is high ball four, and Gilliam draws a one-out walk. Third walk issued by Frasso. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Reno scored 8 runs last night on just 8 hits. The Salt Lake pitchers walked 13 Reno hitters. And it was Reno's home game, so they only batted in 8 innings. 13 walks in 8 innings pitched for the Salt Lake staff yesterday. Yuck. Reno had a bullpen game. Tyler Gilbert got the win with 3 scoreless innings. Well, here's a 2-hopper hit right to the second baseman, Vivas, who feeds Hernandez for 1. Relay to first in time for 2. Trammell swinging at the first pitch. Hits a hard 2-hopper right at the second baseman, and it becomes a routine double play turned by the Dodgers. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
On we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. Yorbeet Vivas to lead things off here at the bottom of the fourth for the Dodgers. Left-hand hitter McCacken's pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left center. Marlowe over, as is Trammell, and the center fielder Marlowe makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the fourth, and that's 9 straight batters retired by McCacken. And now Jake Marisnik will be the batter. Now the pitch is a ball outside, 1-0. One oh pitch, swing and a miss. There's a strike. McCacken struck out Marisnik, looking with the bases loaded and no one out in the first. That was a big out. One on its way now. And it is pulled down the third baseline. Fair ball headed towards the left field corner. Trammell over to get it. Marisnik's on his way to second, and he'll stop there with a one-out double. So Jake Marisnik doubles down the third baseline. And that ends the string of 9 in a row retired by McCacken. And Oklahoma City has a man in scoring position with 1 down for Ryan Ward. McCacken got Ward to ground into a double play with the bases loaded and 1 out in the first. Ward grounded into 2 double plays yesterday, but he's not going to do that here with a runner at second and no one at first. The pitch from McCacken is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. was talking about last night's PCL action. Just to round that up, Albuquerque won at El Paso yesterday 4-2. So now the 1-0 pitch to Ward is swung on and grounded to the right side. Unroe has it deep in the hole, and he throws to Hummel for the putout. Two men are gone. Marisnik moves up. He's at third now. And David Dahl will be the batter. Albuquerque got a tie-breaking two-run single in the fifth from Daniel Montano to support their starting pitcher, Noah Davis, who went seven innings and allowed two runs. The Isotopes are not out of the race, 3.5 games out of first, but they have four teams ahead of them in the standings with 10 left, so it would take a series of miracles for them to win the second half. So there's a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt by Dahl. There's strike one. And Sacramento hammered Sugarland 11-5 in a battle between non-contenders. Trenton Brooks with a grand slam for Sacramento. 0-1 pitch fouled away. Brooks has 22 homers and 89 runs batted in the PCL this year, split between two teams, Vegas and Sacramento. Oh, and to the count, runner at third, two away. McCacken's pitch to David Dahl is a breaking ball low. Threw a slider, tried to hit the outside bottom corner, and McCacken just missed it. So 1-2 the count. Now the next pitch, swung on, hit in the air towards right center. Marlowe lopes over, as does the right fielder DeLoach, and DeLoach makes the catch, and Dahl is retired, and that does it for Oklahoma City in the bottom of the fourth. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on. We go to the fifth inning, and it's Tacoma nothing, Oklahoma City nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We head to the fifth. Cooper Hummel will start things off in the fifth. He'll be followed by Pedro Severino and Robbie Tenorowicz. And the first pitch to Hummel is down and in for a ball. 1-0. Hummel fouled out to the catcher, his first time up today. Here's the pitch, and it is taken low and outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Now the 2-1 delivery. Called a strike, and that evens things up. Two balls, two strikes. Hummel uses his timeout, and he's going to think about this for a moment. Game four of the series tomorrow night is at 5:05 Pacific. Kyle Hart will be on the mound for the Red Ears. As the next pitch misses ball three. The starter for Oklahoma City is our old buddy TBD. To be determined. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Hummel goes down swinging, and there's the first out at the top of the fifth. Nick Frasso with his fifth strikeout. And now Pedro Severino will be the batter. Could end up being a bullpen game for Oklahoma City tomorrow. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch coming. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Pitch coming. Low. Just one hit for the Red Ears today. Severino's base hit to center in the second inning. 2-1 from Frasso. In there for a called strike, and the count's even 2-2. On deck is Tanarowitz. The 2-2 to Severino is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the first base umpire on appeal. So full count, 3-2. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Three, two, grounded, foul down the third baseline. So 3-2 is the count. And the payoff. Pulled sharply to third, right off the glove of Vargas. He picks up the ball, throws to first, and it is not in time. Severino is safe at first base, and the Red Ears have a man on. Sharp two-hopper to the third baseman, Vargas. It hit his glove, bounced maybe 3 feet to his right. He picked it up and almost still got Severino at first, but Severino is safe. They have scored it, an error on the third baseman, Vargas. See if the Red Ears could take advantage. Now a throw to first, and back in is Severino, who stole a base earlier. Now the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Frasso, big 6'5" righty with his next pitch, and it swung on and hit the other way into right field. A base hit. Severino goes to second. It stops there. And Tanarowitz has the Red Ears' second hit of this game. And Tacoma has something developing here in the fifth. Two on with one out for Riley Unruh. Yeah. Monroe lined out to right field his first time up. That was in the third inning. He swung at the first pitch and hit a screamer to right, and it was caught. Now the pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0. Runners with their leads. Next pitch, outside, ball two. Unroh out ahead of the count, 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. And the pitch is outside, ball three. Here comes the 3-0. And the pitch is high, ball four. A walk for Unroh. That loads him up. He goes to first. Tanerowicz moves up to second, and Severino is now at third with one out. And here comes the man who hit a grand slam here yesterday, Ryan Bliss, batting with the bases loaded in the fifth. Bliss hit his grand slam yesterday in the second inning, and he actually got another at bat with the bases loaded in the fifth. And was facing a reliever, Tyson Miller, and he flied out to center. But he had a moment there where he had an opportunity to hit two grand slams in one game. Instead, he now has the opportunity to hit grand slams in back-to-back games. In this game, he hasn't put a ball in play yet. He has struck out and he has walked. He would take another walk. It's a scoreless tie here in the fifth. Rainier's trying to break through. The pitch from Frasso is swung on and hit high in the sky to shallow right down the line. Into foul ground goes the first baseman, Ward, and he makes the catch, and that is the second out of the inning. Bliss goes after the first pitch and fouls out to the first baseman. And now two men are gone at the top of the fifth. Cade Marlowe will get a chance here. He's 0 for 2 so far. Marlowe looks out towards the mound. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch. Down low for a ball, 1-1. Next pitch outside, 2-1, and he's out ahead of the count. Now the pitch swung on and hit up the middle and threw it to center field, a base hit, and Severino scores. Here comes Tanerowicz. He's going to score. It's a two-run single for Cade Marlowe through the middle of the diamond. And the Red Ears have broken through, and they take the lead here at the top of the fifth inning, 2-0. Marlowe with a two-run single to center. And the Red Ears get on the scoreboard with a clutch two-out hit. Now, they'll try to keep it going. Zach Deloach at the plate, and he swings at the first pitch, and foul tips it into the catcher's mitt. There's strike one. Next pitch. Misses down low for a ball. One and one the count. And the pitch is now a swing and a miss. There, strike two. Now this pitch is outside, 2-2. Fastball from Frasso. Two runs this inning, and they're unearned because of the error earlier in the frame that allowed Severino to reach. There would be three outs in this inning by now if not for that. Deloach swings at the next pitch and hits a routine fly to center. Creeping in a few steps is Avens, and he makes the catch. The inning is over, but the right ear strike for a couple of runs. Two runs on two hits. There was a big error and two runners left on base. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth, with the score, Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth. Right here's leading now 2-0. Darren McCackett on the mound. He'll face the 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the order. Yanni Hernandez, Tucker Barnhart, and Steven Duggar. Right here's just broke through with the first runs of the game at the top of this inning. Hernandez struck out swinging in the second, one of three strikeout victims for Darren McCackett so far. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Correction, that was a strike on the outside edge. So 0-1 the count to Hernandez. McCacken now with the 0-1 pitch, and it's inside for a ball, 1-1. McCacken with more strikeouts than anyone in Tacoma Rainiers history, dating to the 1995 season when the Mariners affiliated with Tacoma and the team became the Rainiers. Here's a fly to left, and Trammell's there, and he makes the catch. One man out. Hernandez flies out, and now Tucker Barnhart will bat. McCacken now with 407 strikeouts. That is the third highest total in Tacoma franchise history, going back to 1960 when Cheney Stadium was built and Tacoma became a AAA town. Here's his pitch now to Barnhart, and it is taken for a strike. The all-time leader, Ron Herbel, of the Tacoma Giants in the 1960s, 443 strikeouts. 0-1 pitch is down and in for a ball. One pitch coming. And it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. McCacken's 1-2 pitch. Bounced foul, first base side, still 1-2. If there are no changes to the Red Ears rotation, which is an if, the final start for McCacken this year would come on Friday at Cheney Stadium next week, a week from tomorrow. Wait a sec, that's not right. Strike that. Here's the 1-2, fouled back. Still 1-2. It would come on Wednesday of next week at Cheney Stadium.
Number 24, John Rennie.
1-2 pitch coming to Barnhart. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. McCacken got him with a slider. And there is his fourth strikeout of the night. And two men are gone here in the fifth. McCacken working on another streak. He has now set down four in a row. And 13 of the last 14 batters to come to the plate. Now Steven Duggar is the hitter. Pitch from McCacken to Duggar is taken outside for a ball. There's action in the Oklahoma City pen. A lefty, John Rooney, is warming up. So Frasso may be done after five innings. We'll see. 1-0 pitch, hit in the air to straightaway center. Back is Marlowe with room, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Duggar flies out to center, and Oklahoma City goes in order at the bottom of the fifth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the sixth. It's Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City nothing.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Right here is up 2-0. We go to the sixth. John Rooney into pitch for Oklahoma City. The lefty takes over for Nick Frasso. Frasso went five innings, allowed three hits and two runs. They were unearned. Walked four and struck out five. Rooney making his second appearance in this series, 2-1 with a 3.90 ERA. He worked an inning and a third scoreless on Tuesday, retiring all four batters he faced. Here's his first pitch to Isaiah Gilliam, and it's taken for a ball, 1-0 the count. Gilliam 0-1 today with a ground out and a walk. Rooney's pitch is swung on, bounced up the middle, ranging left. The shortstop, Hernandez, he fields it and throws to first in time for the out. And Gilliam is retired, one away at the top of the sixth inning. So he grounds out to shortstop, and now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Well, that suspended game in Round Rock has ended. Vegas won it 5-0. That's the completion of yesterday's suspended game. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Trammell. So that means that right now, and they have another game they're about to start in half an hour, right now Vegas leads the second half standings by one game over Round Rock. As Trammell hits a one-hopper to short, Hernandez fields this one. His throw to first is offline, and Trammell is on. And they're going to give an error to the shortstop on that for the throw being offline. Trammell's speed was making that close. So Trammell is aboard. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. And Rooney with a pickoff move, and Trammell is out. Out by a lot. So he is picked off, and there is the second out of the inning. It was not close. He was leaning the other way, and he tried to lunge back in there and had no chance. Now the pitch is up high for a ball to Hummel. Well, it's in the Red Ears' best interest for Round Rock to win the second game tonight against Vegas and get back into a first-place tie. So here's one outside for a ball. The Red Ears have the final homestand starting on Tuesday at Cheney Stadium against Round Rock, so in an ideal world, the Red Ears would be able to win that series and pass Round Rock and be in first place. As here's one up and in for a ball. So they would like Round Rock to at least have a share of first, if not actually be maybe a game ahead of Vegas when that series begins on Tuesday. So there's one in for a strike. And of course that means that the Rainiers have to be in striking range themselves. Now, as of this moment, three games behind Vegas and two games behind Round Rock. 3-1 pitch fouled off, and the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Swung on and hit sharply the other way, but scooped up at second by Vivas, and he throws out Hummel at first base, and that ends the top of the sixth inning. No runs or hits. There was an error and no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
2-0 Tacoma on top. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Oklahoma City. Darren McCackett on the mound. He'll face Drew Avins to lead things off. Avins has walked and popped up to the third baseman. He is the leadoff hitter in the lineup for Oklahoma City. Pitch from McCacken is poured in, well, inside for a ball with a fastball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch, swung on, grounded deep in the hole. Unroll over on the right side, has it on the outfield grass. His throw to first, not in time. It gets past first base, but Severino, the catcher, backs up. That'll be an infield single for Avins to start the sixth. Unroll had to go deep into the hole and onto the outfield grass from his position at second base. And he fielded that ball and then tried an off-balance throw to first, and his throw was wide. He had no chance to get Avins anyway. And so Avins credited with the infield single. Here's Miguel Vargas representing the tying run. And McCacken's pitch is swung on and pulled down the third baseline. That's a fair ball headed for the left field corner. Avins is on his way to third. They're waving him in as Trammell's taking a while to get the ball. And Avins is going to score. Vargas has a double and an RBI. And it is now a 2-1 ball game. Oklahoma City is on the board. Ball was pulled right down the third baseline into the corner. Trammell went chasing after it and out of my line of sight. And it took him a while to dig the ball out. Not sure what happened down there in the corner because I couldn't see it. But Vargas ends up with the RBI double. Avid scoring from first base. And now your beat, Vivas, is the hitter with the tying runner at second base for Oklahoma City. And McCacken with the pitch, and it misses for a ball. Now the 1-0 coming. And it is hide away for a ball. So 2-0 the count to your beat, Vivas. And he swings and misses at the next pitch, a massive cut. And the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch is called, a strike on the inside edge, and the count now goes to 2-2. Two pitch coming, swung on and fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. Vargas with his lead at second base. And the pitch is a breaking ball down low, and McCacken has gone to a full count here on Vivas. No one throwing in the Tacoma bullpen, but there are relievers stirring down there. Starting to stretch and jump around, loosen up. 3-2 pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Vivas, and there's the first out here in the sixth. Nice fastball right at the bottom of the zone, and McCackett has his fifth strikeout of the evening, one away. And now Jake Marisnik will be the batter. Marisnik, one for two with a double his last time up, struck out his first time up. Right here's lead 2-1. We're at the bottom of the sixth. Now the pitch is a fastball called a strike, 0-1. No Mariners game today. Their homestand continues, the all-LA homestand. They just finished up with the Angels yesterday, and they've got the Dodgers coming in tomorrow. 0-1 pitch is lined into left center, and that's a base hit into the alleyway. Vargas will score the tying run. Digging for second is Marisnik, and he's in there with a slide. And we are all even 2-2. Third trip through the lineup, they're starting to get to McCacken. Now Ryan Ward is the hitter. Ward 0 for 2 today with a couple of ground outs. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. Mariners today hold the third and final wild card spot, one game ahead of Toronto and a half game behind Texas, who has the number two spot. And those two teams are playing each other tonight. So here's a shot up the middle, base hit into center. Marisnik's around third. He's headed home. The throw home is cut off, and Oklahoma City has the lead as Ryan Ward singles up the middle to drive in Jake Marisnik. 90th run batted into the season for the Oklahoma City first baseman, Ryan Ward. And they've strung together the hits here in the sixth inning. Four of the first five batters this inning have had hits. The Red Ears are starting to warm up a right-hander in the bullpen, and Jairo Cuevas is on his way to the mound to go talk to McCacken and buy some time for the reliever who's warming up in the bullpen. Well, the Rangers lead Toronto right now 4-2 in the eighth inning. We'll keep you posted on that one. The other big game tonight in the American League is the Rays and the Orioles. The Orioles currently lead the AL East, but the Rays are in striking distance, and they had a four-game series begin tonight in Baltimore. Tampa's taking a 4-3 lead into the bottom of the ninth inning there, trying to pick up a game. Well, play ready to resume. David Dahl, the batter, with a runner at first and one out. And McCacken with the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss at a first pitch changeup. There's strike one. Now McCacken with his 0-1 pitch. And it's low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Rainiers would love a double play ball to put an end to this inning. McCacken's pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. He's out ahead now of Dahl, using another changeup to get a whiff there. Yanni Hernandez is on deck for Oklahoma City. And the pitch is down and in for a ball, 2-2. Now McCacken set. Here comes his 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is swung on and lined to center. Coming in is Marlowe, and he fields it on one hop. A base hit for Dahl. Ward moves up to second and stops there. Dahl has the fifth hit of the inning. for Oklahoma City. They had just two hits in the first five innings against McCacken, and now they have five hits in a span of six batters in the sixth, and John Russell's going to go get him. So we've got a pitching change here in the bottom of the sixth with one out and runners at first and second. Yadier Hernandez coming up, and Oklahoma City leads this game 3-2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We're at the bottom of the sixth inning, and Oklahoma City has scored three runs to take the lead in this game, 3-2 over the Red Ears. And they are threatening to get more. Oklahoma City has runners at first and second with only one out. Yadier Hernandez coming up. The new Tacoma pitcher is the veteran right-hand reliever Nick Whitgren. And Whitgren recently acquired by the Mariners and assigned to Tacoma. This is just his eighth appearance. He's 0-1 with a 7.04 ERA. So Hernandez stands in. He's 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Tenero, it's up on the grass at third because Yadier Hernandez does like to try to bunt, and the pitch to him is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Whitgren, 32-year-old veteran. Lots of big league experience. Now with his 1-0 pitch on its way, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards left and struck well. Trammell's back. Backpedaling, he makes the catch at the edge of the warning track, tagging at second and going to third, and beating the throw there is Ward, and Dahl advances to second. So the out is recorded. Hernandez flies out to left, but it's deep enough for the runners to move up. Ward now at third and Dahl at second with two down. And Tucker Barnhart will be the batter. He's 0-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Whitgren comes set. Here's his pitch to the left-hand hitter. And it's a swing and a miss there, strike one. Well, huge batter right here, trying to keep this a one-run game. Now the 0-1 pitch. In the dirt, and it bounces away from Severino, and breaking in and scoring is Ward, and taking third is Dahl, and it is 4-2. The wild pitch brings in the run, as this pitch was in the dirt, and Severino had to lunge to his right and try to block it, and he did get some of his body on it, deflecting it. But the ball bounced away, and Ward able to score. Runner at third, two outs now, and the 1-1 pitch on its way to Barnhart is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So one ball, two strikes. Wickgren to the plate, and there's a swing and a foul at the dish. Still one ball, two strikes. And that foul got a piece of Severino behind the plate. One and two now. Here's the pitch, and it is down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Two pitch coming. Swung on, grounded right side. Unroh has it come to him, and he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. But Oklahoma City takes charge of the game. The Dodgers score four runs in the bottom of the sixth inning on five hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. And we go to the seventh inning. It's Oklahoma City 4, Tacoma 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Well, 4-2, Oklahoma City with the lead over the Rainiers, who now need to get the offense in gear here in the late innings as we head to the seventh. Pedro Severino, Robbie Tenorowicz, and Riley Unroh will bat this inning. The lefty, John Rooney, pitched a scoreless sixth inning, and Oklahoma City's leaving him in, at least for the beginning of the seventh. Severino has singled and reached on an error so far, and he has scored a run, 1-for-2 officially in the box score. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. Rooney ready, and the pitch is high and away. Two balls, one strike. Now this pitch is inside, ball three, and Severino's out ahead of the count, 3-1. Severino's been really good at the plate for a long stretch now. Here's the 3-1 pitch coming, and it is called a strike. Severino thought that might be ball four, but the robot umpire had other thoughts. So the count is full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And a Oh, no. A pitch clock violation called on Severino, who thought he was in timeout, and the plate umpire disagreed, and now they're having a brief argument, and John Russell comes out. He wants to have a discussion with Mark Bass, the plate umpire. And so Bass is explaining what happened. This is just a tough way to get an out late in the game. And Russell doesn't argue. He hears the explanation and just walks off because that's the rule these days. So a called strike three on a pitch clock violation for Severino. And now Robbie Tanerowicz is the batter. And the first pitch to Tanerowicz is high for a ball, 1-0. Tanerowicz is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Now this pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. Severino was not ready to hit, like not even close to ready to hit. He had a foot out of the batter's box when he was called for the pitch clock violation because he thought that the clock was going to reset. Now the 1-1 to Tanerowicz is grounded foul first base side, and the count goes to 1-2. So 1-2 to Tanerowicz. Rooney is set. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. A couple of Mariners minor league affiliates in the playoffs right now. Advanced Class A Everett beat Vancouver last night 10-0. So here's a swing and a bouncer back to the mound. Rooney fumbles it to the ground, then picks it up and still has time to throw out Tanerowicz. And two men are out at the top of the seventh. And that'll bring Riley Unroh to the plate. The Aqua Sox tied up the Northwest League Championship Series 1-1. It's a best-of-five series. The series will move to Vancouver now. Everett won last night 10-0 as Victor Labrada hit a grand slam. And Ben Ramirez hit a three-run homer. Labrada an outfielder, Ramirez third baseman. As here's a swing and a foul by Unroh. And they had five pitchers combined on a shutout with 15 strikeouts. Raul Alcantara was the starter. He went five scoreless, struck out eight. 0-1 pitch, swing, and a miss there, strike two. Modesto, the low A team's in the playoffs right now. They were off yesterday after winning the opener at home, and game two of the best of three division series in the California League is tonight at San Jose. They're probably getting started in just a few minutes. No balls, two strikes to Unroh. Two outs, no one on. Rooney with the pitch, and it is taken down low for a ball. 1-2. One-two pitch, swung on, fouled off on the first base side, still 1-2. The 1-2 pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And the Red Ears go in order here at the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down. Rooney retiring the side. We've reached the seventh inning stretch. Oklahoma City is on top. It is Dodgers 4, Rainiers 2.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Keep your machine lean and clean this summer while doing all the things you love to do in the Tacoma Power service area. Whether you live, work, or play in the many communities who use Tacoma Power, our electricity and publicly available chargers is from clean, renewable hydroelectric power. Want to know more about all the ways we support electric vehicles in our community? Visit mytpu.org/EVS.
Oklahoma City leading the Red Ears 4-2. Seventh inning stretch here where they play Take Me Out to the Ball Game and always segue into the song Oklahoma that I believe is from the musical Oklahoma, although I've never actually confirmed that. It's got to be though, right? We go to the bottom of the seventh. Nick Whitgren working on Stephen Duggar, and the pitch is taken for a called strike. It'll be Duggar, followed by Drew Avens and Miguel Vargas here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Now the pitch is taken down and in for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now the pitch, swing and a foul. One and two. And Whitgren's pitch is taken down low, 2-2. Take a moment to congratulate the Tacoma Red Ears strength coach, Michael Sadler, in his second year with the club. So now the 2-2 pitch is inside for a ball. He was named the Pacific Coast League Strength Coach of the Year by the Professional Baseball Strength and Conditioning Coaches Society. Three-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Duggar, and there's the first out here at the bottom of the seventh inning. Mikey Sadler, key member of the Red Ears support staff, and he got honored today by his association, so that's awesome. We're happy for him. Now the batter is Drew Avens. He's reached twice today, a walk and his infield single in the sixth started the four-run rally for Oklahoma City, and he takes the first pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Now Whitgren with his next pitch, and it is low and away for a ball. One-one pitch, swung on and stroke towards right, and back is Deloach, and it's over his head just barely, and it goes to the fence. Deloach runs and picks it up, and making it to second with a one-out double is Drew Avens. That ball just barely cleared Deloach's reach as he was reaching up with the glove while running back. So a one-out double. Thank you. Now Miguel Vargas will be the batter. And the pitch is popped up foul. Pitch misses for a ball. One ball, one strike. It's important for Whitgren to keep it here at four. Rainiers down here in the late innings. Now a grounder foul, third base side. And the ball's not flying around here today, tonight, like it did yesterday during the afternoon. It's different hitting conditions here this evening. Now Whitgren with a 1-2 pitch to Vargas, and it is up and in, 2-2. That series opener in Baltimore went final. Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 4-3. Luke Rayleigh with the tie-breaking homer in the seventh. And the Rays win the opener of that series. So Baltimore now leads the AL East by one game over Tampa. 2-2 pitch called. Strike three. Down goes Vargas, and there is the second out. So Vargas strikes out, and now Yorbit Vivas is the batter. Right here's have a lefty warming up at the pen. And that's got to be Muckenhern. And now a pickoff throw to second, but getting back in safely is Avens. Vivas 1-for-3 in this game, left-hand hitter. Whitgren's pitch is grounded up the middle over his Unroh. Backhand pick, throw to first, in time for the out. Nice play, Riley Unroh up the middle. And Vivas is retired and the inning is over. Oklahoma City does not score despite a one-out double. They had a hit and leave a runner stranded in scoring position. We go to the eighth inning. It is Oklahoma City 4, Tacoma 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Well, we go to the eighth inning. The Red Ears needing a rally against the Oklahoma City bullpen. They bring in a new pitcher for the eighth, left-hander Brian Hudson. He's been one of their top guys this year. His 44th appearance, Hudson's 5-1 with a 2.44 ERA and 81 strikeouts in just 51 and two-thirds innings. Top of the order up for the Red Ears, beginning with Ryan Bliss. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball there, strike one. Bliss 0 for 2 with a walk so far. Next pitch coming from the lefty, and it's a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt, strike two. Now the 0-2 is fouled out of play. O2 pitch is fouled off. Also defensive changes for Oklahoma City as the rehabbing Marisnik is out. He's replaced by Jamie Yurchak. Or Justin Yurchak. Yurchak is at first base though, and Ward moved from first base to left field. Next pitch misses to Bliss, 1-2 now. So Marisnik's done after going 2-for-3 with a couple of doubles and playing left field. Now a swing and a grounder into left field. Base hit for Bliss, and that gets the Raiders started here in the eighth. Ryan Bliss with a single through the left side. His second time reaching base today. And he's hit safely in 12 of his last 13 games. And now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter.
Two strikeouts, 26 pitches, 15 strikes.
The pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 is taken outside for a ball. Well, toss to first base, Bliss back in standing up. Here comes the 1-1 now to Marlowe. And it is outside, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming, runner goes, and it is fouled off down the third baseline. Bliss had a good jump there, but Marlowe liked the pitch and went after it and fouled it off. On deck is another left-hand hitter for the Raiders and Zach Deloach. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that is the first out at the top of the eighth inning. Marlowe strikes out. And now Zach Deloach will be the hitter. Deloach is 0-for-2 with a walk. Here comes the pitch from Hudson. Noah moved to first instead. Bliss back in standing up. The pitch. There goes Bliss, and it is swung on and hit off the mound and threw into center field. A base hit, and going all the way to third is Bliss. Deloach is on at first, and the Rainiers have the tying runners aboard here at the top of the eighth inning. Rainiers got a little fortunate right there. Bliss was on the move with the pitch. The shortstop, Yanni Hernandez, ran over to cover second base, and that ball Deloach hit would have gone right to Yanni at second base, except for the fact that It was a hard liner that hit the slope of the pitcher's mound and bounced higher into the air and over Yanni's head and into center field. And so because of that, the Rainiers have runners at the quarters for Isaiah Gilliam, who will bat right-handed here, and Gilliam takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Gilliam's 0-2 with a walk today. Now Hudson with the 0-1 pitch, and it swung on and popped up towards the second baseman. Vivas on the outfield grass. He makes the catch, second out of the inning. Runners can't go anywhere, and two men are gone for Taylor Trammell. Well, the Rainiers could really use a big hit here from Trammell, who has been quiet tonight, 0-3. Left versus left situation. Trammell digs in. And the pitch from Hudson is swung on and chopped to short. Hernandez fields it, throws to first, close play, but in time for the out. And the inning is over. Rainiers threaten in the eighth, but they do not score. They had two hits and leave two runners stranded on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth with the score, Oklahoma City 4, Tacoma 2.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Oklahoma City leading Tacoma 4-2. New pitcher in for the Rainiers, Zach Muckenhorn, on for his 11th appearance with Tacoma this year. No record at 6.75 ERA. He's been on the inactive list for a while, and this will be his first appearance since August 22nd, just about 3 weeks ago. Yerchak the batter, and the first pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Muckenhorn picked up off waivers from the Mets earlier this season. 1-0 pitch in for a strike now, 1-1. Made his major league debut with the Mets earlier this season. Was having a great year at Syracuse prior to that. Next pitch is lined to third on one hop. Tanerowicz hauls it in and has plenty of time to throw to first and get Yerchak. And one man is gone in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Ryan Ward will be the bat. Ward is 1-for-3 with a single. Ward had a RBI single as part of the four-run rally in the sixth inning that's decisive in this game right now. Sears one outside. The Rainiers scored two in the fifth. Cade Marlowe's two-out, two-run single snapping a scoreless tie. 1-0 pitch high for a ball. Darren McCacken was working on a two-hit shutout through five, but in the sixth, five out of a span of six hitters collected hits against McCacken, and four runs ended up scoring. So here's one that misses high for a ball. It was the old third trip through the lineup. Pitch, call to strike, 3-1. Oklahoma City is warming up right-hander Ricky Venasco to work as the closer tonight. We just saw his AAA debut the other day. Here's a grounder to the right side. That's scooped up by Unroh. Little toss to first in time to get Ward. Two men are out at the bottom of the eighth. And now David Dahl will be the hitter. The right here scheduled batters in the ninth are Hummel, Severino, and Tenorowicz. Here's the pitch, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now this one is low and away, 2-0. In the AL, the Rangers are going to win that game at Toronto. They're ahead 9-2 going to the bottom of the ninth. So that will impact the standings. So here's one like low and away, ball three. The Mariners will hold the number three wild card spot and will now have a 1.5 game lead over Toronto. Now the 3-0 pitch is grounded to the right side, fielded by Unroh. Little throw to first to get Dahl, and that wraps up the eighth. The three up, three down, all on grounders in the infield. And we head to the ninth. The Raiders are hoping to rally with the score. Oklahoma City 4, Tacoma 2.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system. You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the ninth inning. Oklahoma City leading 4-2. The Red Ears hoping to rally. The Dodgers bring in a new pitcher, Ricky Venasco, to try to close it out. His second ever AAA game. He was impressive in his AAA debut on Tuesday, retiring the side in order with a strikeout. Cooper Hummel will lead things off, knowing that the Red Ears need base runners to get things started here. He'll be followed by Pedro Severino and Robbie Tenorowicz, with Unroh due up fourth in the inning and Bliss fifth. Here's the pitch to Hummel leading off, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Hummel, switch hitter, bats left against Venasco. And the 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled away. Venasco's throwing heat. He's in the upper 90s on the radar gun. pitcher who's always shown a lot of promise but has spent a lot of time on the injured list in the minor leagues. Pitch to Hummel, hit in the air towards left, and Ward is lining it up, and the left fielder makes the catch, and there's the first out at the top of the ninth inning. Right here's with just five hits in this one. Severino has one of them. He's one for three with a run scored, and he's settling into the batter's box now. Taps the end of the bat on home plate. It looks out towards Venasco, and the pitch is a fastball called a strike, 0-1. Go, 4-2 Oklahoma City, one out of the ninth. Next pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 0-2. Now the 0-2 coming from Venasco, and it is outside and in the dirt and to the backstop. One ball, two strikes. Venasco tried to throw a cutter there that went into the opposite batter's box. Here's the 1-2, and it is swung on, grounded up the middle, ranging left. The shortstop Hernandez, he spins and throws to first in time for the out. Two-batter gun on a nice play by Yanni Hernandez up the middle. And the Red Ears are down to their last out. Robbie Tenorowicz will try to keep this game going. He's one for three with a single and a run scored today. And he's hit safely in seven of his last eight games now. Tenorowicz stands in. Venasco's pitch is a slider for a strike. 0-1 the count. So Tenorowicz immediately behind in the count with two down in the ninth. The 0-1 is swung on and fouled off on the first base side. Another slider. Tenorowicz got a piece of it, but he's now behind in the count 0-2, and he uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box. Now Tenorowicz resets. 0-2 the count. Venasco's pitch is outside. One ball, two strikes. Rainiers looking to rally with two outs of the ninth. Now the 1-2. Outside. Fastball away. Two balls, two strikes. 98-mile-per-hour heater from Venasco. Here comes the 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is a called strike three. 98 on the gun to wrap up this one. Oklahoma City wins it 4-2. The Red Ears' rough road trip got a reprieve yesterday when they won for just the second time on the journey. But now back into the loss column today. Dodgers win it 4-2. And the Red Ears are now 2-7 through the first nine games of this 12-game road trip that has really put a damper on the Red Ears' postseason hopes. Oklahoma City takes it 4-2, the final score. Stick around. The Tacoma Red Ears postgame show is coming up next.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. We work with an independent network of tax professionals and will share information with them to evaluate and process your claims. Terms and conditions apply. Ty is a paid spokesman.
I'm Ty Burrell, actor and small business owner. You can trust Innovation Refunds with your small business's ERC claim because of their SOC 2 Type 1 security compliance. Without this, how can you be sure a company can protect your information? It's not like here on the radio, where all you need to be secure is a sensor button. My password to my bank account is Ty's Cool Password 1. Uh-oh. Luckily, Innovation Refunds is more reliable. Go to InnovationRefunds.com or call 1-843-REFUNDS to get started.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Time for the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show as Oklahoma City took down Tacoma today by a final score of 4-2. Started out as a really good pitcher's duel between Nick Frasso of Oklahoma City and the Red Ears, Darren McCacken. McCacken getting out of a bases loaded, no one out jam in the first with no run scoring, and then getting into cruising mode through five. The Red Ears didn't score until the fifth. When an error, a base hit by Todorovic, and a walk from Riley Unruh loaded the bases with one out. Ryan Bliss, who had a grand slam yesterday, was up. He popped up for the second out, but Cade Marlowe came through with two outs, hitting a two-run single to center field, scoring Severino and Todorovic, and the Red Ears were ahead 2-0. When we got to the bottom of the sixth, it was still 2-0. McCacken working on a two-hit shutout. But it was the third trip through the lineup. Drew Avens led off with an infield single, and then Miguel Vargas doubled to left field into the corner. Avens scored all the way from first base, and it was 2-1. After a strikeout of Yordibit Vivas, Jake Marisnik on a rehab assignment doubled to left center, scoring Vargas and evening it up 2-2. Then Ryan Ward came up, Oklahoma City's RBI leader, and he singled to center, bringing in Marisnik, and that made it 3-2 Oklahoma City, 90th RBI on the year for Ward. David Dahl then followed with a base hit to center on a two-strike pitch, and that was it for McCacken. Nick Whitgren came in from the bullpen, got a flyout, but the runners tagged up and moved to second and third. And then with two outs and Tucker Barnhart at the plate, Whitgren uncorked a wild pitch. Ward scored from third, and Oklahoma City was ahead 4-2. They didn't score again. Whitgren pitched a scoreless seventh, and Zach Muckenhorn a three-up, three-down eighth. The Red Ears had an opportunity in the eighth against reliever Brian Hudson. Ryan Bliss singled to lead off the inning, and with one out, Zach Deloach had a base hit, putting runners at first and third with one away. But Hudson got out of that. He got Gilliam to pop up and Trammell to ground out, and the Red Ears went down in order in the ninth against Venasco. And Oklahoma City takes it. 4-2 is the final score. Final totals for Oklahoma City, 4 runs on 8 hits. They made 2 errors, left 5 on base. Tacoma, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors, left 6 on base. Winning pitcher is Rooney. John Rooney is 3-1 for Oklahoma City. Venasco got his first AAA save. Darren McCacken takes the loss. He is 6-8. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 22 minutes. The attendance, 4,012. With the win, Oklahoma City is 86-53 on the year, and the Red Ears are 73-68. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 5:05 Pacific. Kyle Hart starts for the Red Ears. Oklahoma City is having a bullpen game. We don't know yet who their starting pitcher is going to be. Dodgers win it 4-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Time for our Major League Baseball scoreboard. The Mariners off today as they get a day off in the middle of a homestand. They have the Dodgers coming in tomorrow. Tough opponent, obviously, the Los Angeles Dodgers, while the Rainiers are here in Oklahoma City playing the AAA club. And the Mariners did have some results today. Well, one result that impacted their pennant race as they watched the Rangers beat Toronto today 9-2, the final score in Toronto. Chad Bradford getting the win for the Rangers. He's been one of the top pitchers in the Pacific Coast League this year when in this league, but currently in the big leagues, and he got the win, improving to 4-1 as the Rangers hung 9 on the board and had a dozen hits. So the results of that, with the Astros off today and the Mariners off today in the AL West now, Houston is alone in first. Texas is a half game back, and the Mariners are 1.5 back. And in the American League wild card picture, the Rays have the top spot. Texas has the number 2 spot. The Mariners have the number 3 spot, one game behind the number 2 spot held by the Rangers. Toronto is out at the time for now, and they are 1.5 games behind the Mariners for the final wild card spot. Other finals in the American League today. Tampa Bay beats Baltimore 4-3 in the opening game of a four-game series between those two AL East contenders. Luke Raley's tie-breaking homer in the seventh gave the Rays the lead and the win. Baltimore still in first. Their lead over Tampa is down to one game. Minnesota moves closer to clinching the AL Central. They hammered the White Sox today 10-2 in Chicago as Kenta Maeda got the win in that one. And the Yankees and Red Sox, non-contenders here in September. You don't say that too many years. They had a doubleheader at Fenway today. Red Sox won the first game 5-0. Tanner Houck, 6 scoreless innings for Boston. Trevor Story hit a 3-run homer. Game 2 goes to the Yankees 8-5 as Aaron Judge hit a grand slam. So it was a doubleheader split in Fenway. One interleague game today. Detroit got a grand slam from Matt Vierling, and they beat Cincinnati 8-2. The Reds trying to hang around the wild card hunt in the National League right now. That is a really thick chase that maybe we'll look at it more closely during tomorrow's broadcast. Pirates shutout, Washington 2-0. Mitch Keller, 8 scoreless innings, a 2-hit ball. Brewers beat the Marlins 4-2. Tyrone Taylor for Milwaukee hit a pair of RBI doubles. The Mets were big winners today over the Diamondbacks, 11-1. The Diamondbacks have really been falling hard recently. Kodai Senga was 6 scoreless innings and 10 strikeouts for the Mets today. He's been a bright spot for them in an otherwise tough season. Giants and Rockies rained out at Coors Field. They're going to try to play a doubleheader, not tomorrow, but on Saturday. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Oklahoma City, the Dodgers beat the Rainiers 4-2. We'll be back with more after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
The Oklahoma City Dodgers beat the Rainiers today 4-2. Grounds crew out there working on the field right now, prepping for game four of this series, which will be tomorrow. There is rain in the forecast for tomorrow that could be a factor. We'll see. But something to think about. Tomorrow's game supposed to start at 5:05. The Red Ears need to get back into the win column here, as this has been a tough road trip, very tough road trip. 2-7 so far on this 12-game journey. And obviously the timing couldn't be worse in the stretch run here, as the Red Ears have fallen out of first place of the second half standings. And at this moment, now four games behind first place Las Vegas. Vegas won the first game at Round Rock today, which was the completion of a suspended game from yesterday. It was suspended in the fourth inning with Vegas leading 3-0. They went on to win it 5-0, the final score. And Vegas now in first place. The regularly scheduled game is now being played. It's been shortened to 7 innings, and Vegas leads 1-0 in the bottom of the third. So Round Rock hasn't even scored a run yet today, getting shut out in the first game, and they don't even have a hit yet, although it's only the third in game two. So we'll see what happens, but Round Rock needs to win that game to get back into a first-place tie and get a split of the proceedings today. Also, Reno's in the mix. They entered play today, tied with Tacoma 2.5 back. Rainiers, though, have fallen with their loss today. Reno leads Salt Lake 3-1. They're only in the fourth inning in Reno. Reno, by the way, finishes the season with a 6-game series at Vegas next week, so they're going to get a head-to-head shot against one of the leaders, the team that at this moment is in first place. Also today, Sacramento leads Sugarland 3-0 in the third, and Albuquerque has a 6-3 lead at El Paso in the fifth. Well, the Red Ears will be back at it tomorrow at 5:05. Kyle Hart's been throwing really well. He'll be on the hill tomorrow, and it is a bullpen game for Oklahoma City. They do not have a starter announced yet, but I've been told it will be a bullpen game. So we're going to see a whole host of Oklahoma City relievers taking turns out there on the mound tomorrow in the fourth game of this series. Well, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City. This one goes to the Dodgers. They take it over the Tacoma Red Ears 4-2 is our final score. Have a great rest of your night.